Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I am Pam Bright. This is my dear friend and soul brother and teacher, Brian Rawls. He's going to be with me today. Welcome, Brian. Thank you for coming.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Pam. Thank
Wonderful. You for having me. So we're going to do just a kind of a grounding at first to just center us into this space. This is your healing show. So we get to do healings. We get to do transmissions. We really get to kind of hone in on the energies of November and December, rounding out 2021 and looking forward to a new year of 2022 coming up. So we're going to get started now with a grounding. If you are driving, just listen, please, and absorb whatever you hear, knowing that it's perfect for you right now in this moment. And certainly if you have a need that we are not addressing, please call in. The phone number is on your screen. You can also do a transmission through Transformation Talk Radio, there's a chat box in there. You can ask for what you need that way as well. But we would love to hear from you if you need to get some healing, some balancing, some energy for the fall and winter months. So go ahead and just allow yourself to receive this transmission, knowing it will go exactly where it needs to in your body system and in your heart and soul. Tanaki asa enama elachana ika inana. Creator of all that is, we thank you for this day and this place. We ask that you create a beautiful vortex of energy for Brian and I to work within. We ask all guides, teachers, and angels that work with us to now come forward in this moment and allow the healing transmissions that are ready to be transmitted to enter into this space, knowing it is perfect right now in this moment. And we ask all souls that are ready to receive their next steps, their next processes, their next healings for body, mind, soul, spirit, relationships, beliefs, anything that might be in need at this moment. We ask these souls to come forward now in this space to receive everything that they need. It is done. It is done. It is done. And so it is. All right. So welcome everyone to this healing show. We are Brian Rawls and Pam Bright. We are here to serve you in the highest light and love of the Creator God, the elements, the star systems, the planets, the earth, Gaia herself, and whatever else needs to happen at this time will happen. And so don't be surprised if you receive a miracle, because those often happen in the most unexpected ways. So Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and why you have chosen to come into this space today?
Well, my name is Brian Rawls, and I am a psychic medium, a Reiki master, a spiritual teacher, and a magical practitioner of many traditions, one of them being the old ways. I also speak light language, and the reason why I'm here today is because I'm wanting to let everyone know what is basically happening to the ending half of December. The entirety of December into the new year. Because a lot of portals will be opening, a lot of stargates will be opening. One of the stargates that will be opening is when the next reigning divine diva will take her reign, and that is on December 21st. Actually, 3 days before the full moon. So basically I have been following since 2016, I've been following these particular books of energy, as well as also they have manifested into particular beings. These beings being what I would call ascended masters. One of them being Sahara, which is has shown up as a divine lioness goddess. And then Nasira, which came in as a black panther, and also had Bast qualities. Then Polaris came in, and Polaris was rather galactic in nature. But each book that opened had a specific theme to it, or a specific energy. And the one that is opening on December 21st of 2021 is the divine diva Anavia, or Anavia, depending on how you want to pronounce it. She pronounced it to me as Anavia. And this particular being has shown up as a dragoness goddess. Okay. And it's pretty interesting because we actually have a fixed star that is within the dragon's eye called Alwade, which is actually going into a specific alignment on December 4th, which is basically going to begin the upgrades and the downloads that Anavia has to download into the body system so that her teachings can start to integrate into your DNA, your human genome, your master cell within your pineal gland, your 8-cell blueprint. These specific activations and portals that are leading up to December 21st, they are specifically for her to integrate into our energy field, and she has to integrate into a much denser energy field because we are vibrating very dense at the moment. And with us vibrating very dense at the moment, she actually has been one of the divine divas that has taken the shortest time span to actually come in. But you have to realize we are ever getting so close to that big massive black hole at the center of our galaxy that that is allowing for our time space continuum to speed up, which basically allows for our reality to speed up. So everything that has anybody noticed that this particular year has been rather quick? This particular year has like flown by me in a matter of, I would say in a matter of months. But I know basically in reality it's been 12 months, but it sure in hell hasn't felt like that. Okay, so, but most certainly Anavia is specifically about breaking down the old matrices and programs that are no longer going to serve us going into the new year. That is the reason why she is in. That's the reason why she is entering so so abruptly and so and without much communication, as in for her to come in. I have felt her on several layers of my being, and I know that a lot of this feels very intense, like something is getting, or the ball's getting ready to drop, or something in the manner of that. That's the particular feeling that it's almost like the feeling of unknown, of uncertainty, of not knowing exactly what's going to go on next, because we are in a very unpredictable times.
Got it. That's a lot of information. And it feels to me, we're going to take a break in a minute, feels to me like sometime in this hour that it could be useful for you to do like a preparation a session, a little transmission for us around getting ready for her. And we also have several people that have written in to want some healings as well. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll hear a little bit more about how to prepare for these new energies that are coming up. And definitely, if you have a need right now, please contact us here at Transformation Talk Radio. The number will be coming up on your screen, and we will definitely get to you if we can this hour. Otherwise, you can email me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible with your question, with your healing, with whatever you need. We'll be right back.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright and Brian Rawls. This is our light language healing episode. And Brian is actually preparing himself to do a transmission for us in preparation of these amazing energies that are coming up in December with this new Divine Diva and all of the energies around the ending of 2021. So Brian, welcome back. And I'm going to give it to you to take over.
Okay, so well, basically what I want to do is I want to do a preparation activation to kind of prepare everybody's energy field for getting ready to experience the energy of uncertainty, the unknown. Because that's what an idea is. And I will tell you that an idea is also a little bit about working with the shadow side and about really digging deep into the psyche. So it may be a very frigid winter. Okay? We'll just say that. So take some deep breaths in. And I call upon Mother, Father, God, my guides, the angels, the ascended masters, and all the beings of light from on high. As I align with my mighty I Am presence, the highest light of who I am and who I have forever been, to assist me with the following. Preparation codes and codex for Anavia Nightshade. Take some deep breaths in. And focus that energy into your heart. O Kotelo Rotesiondo Kundai Hisiasianu I Hitelo Kurat. I imbehit your swa, the lek your tour, jidambehet a his, gonda hela kurot, dewa daas, daye ele krookun, veto poko tour, jela rapete eziando okosi, gonda wapata asht, gonda awa ara atayeste siwa an a. Di lepriando uk udaba daro uk ajamana ayes. Zedu ure ema de la pratu. Awa da as. I daro uk udashtembe hisiowa at awa kana as tiasid embe etekiowa. Roko te homo o kusta asia mo o ki. Diva roku ta muna ora ashtare etesia naad. Venu hokokota wa anara et epitikia taash. Onda hokota hukanare steyasiano. Ino konda hora ashtayasisi. Debokutu ura esta asandela kreet ambo. Ino konao. Ega dehishyanoa. Dis alda wa at ayanu. Vita potoku uda at ayasta esin. Ina hakata awa. Vela preato Bina hakata ashtende elasia ma'an. Chemiaza. Ide muakana ata ala priano ukudamu ashtarias. Ewahana akwara okote emi. Unda oas. Dewa asasiana a. Gila priano ukun. Arana hayane ele priata ashtawa hata anu ukus. Eur in mur aur ide lokreat. Jav breata ast. Zepa papa ad are et enu akata ash. Ze lokreata at om de lokreist ar. Zib da amwa akata ayen. Eur nu navo pata awas. Zepa zete elok. Zendele kiashta, rok uri mi ikin. Vapa pata awa, ze pata kaayas, ze da ashta re et esiano o, ura an aro okotein. Siano ok, zita pataka ayaste esiano ok. Hukur, deur, nawa taawa. Ila kreate esianoa. Viden doko roko temwa. Desia ta ashtendo ko sianara kreata asokwaro. Ila kreanda akayaste esi. Nekatu ura ashtawata ana astiasien ok. Ela reba atu uri. Take a deep breath in, bring that energy up and through your root chakra, in through your sacral, up through your solar. And through your heart, up and through your throat, and through your third eye, down into the well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby, getting down into the pineal gland, all the way down the Shushumna, activating the eighth sub blueprint at the perineum. And take deep breaths in. Okay. So just allow that just to settle. I'm going to call in the light of the Pisces constellation to ground you out 5 miles down, 5 miles out. Then we're going to call in the light of the Ophiuchus constellation to integrate this energy into your central nervous system. Alexia suave, ooh, ak, ak, kimine est. And take deep breaths in, allowing your body to recalibrate. Right. So how is everyone feeling?
As always, delightful, beautiful, deep, wonderfully connected. Thank you, Brian, very much. We are going to take another break because both Brian and I need to ground and center again. So go ahead and get yourselves a glass of water, go to the bathroom, do whatever you need to do to just kind of regroup. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Welcome back. We are here with Brian Rawls, and I'm Pam Bright. You're listening to the Empower Me Show, and this is our light language energy transmission session. And so hopefully you got a lot out of this last transmission and preparation for this new Divine Diva that's coming in and the energies that are showing up in December for us to get us ready for 2022. It's going to be a powerful time, and we're ready. We're ready and ready to go. So there's a few people that have written in needing some healing and some transmissions. So I'm just going to go through those. And Brian, if you feel like you want to add on to anything that I am transmitting, definitely just, you know, give me a thumbs up or just start in. You know how to do this. So Brian and I work together really well. So first person that wrote in to me is actually from last month that I didn't get to, and I apologize, Louise from Nigeria, that I didn't get to talk to you in person because I would have loved that. But you've been holding deep resentment in your heart for a while, and you kind of know enough to know that you should be able to transfer it out, but there's a block for whatever reason. And so we were doing light language, know that light language is amazing at what it can do for releasing trauma and releasing blocks in the body, as well as in the emotional centers and the spiritual centers. And also really looking at past lives and parallel lives and whatever's in the way of you moving forward in your life. So Louise, if you're listening, please receive this as our love to you and the light beings that are here for you in every moment. So Louise, just go ahead and center into that space in your heart and anyone else as well that is feeling anger, resentment, blocks of any kind from fully experiencing your love and light in this lifetime. And we now ask that the beings that work with us to help us to ground and be centered and live a life of purpose and meaning come in now to assist Louise and anyone else that needs that at this time. Anake adade una nakune gulata yenu adabe udada baba ye una ke unana enu adaye iai. So I'm seeing a crack actually in your heart space in the energetic field. So we now ask the Menahui, who are beings that are amazing at working with the inner world of the body, to assist with this cracking of the energy in Louise's body system. And we ask them to start repairing this heart center so that Louise can experience wholeness in the heart space. Nakita daye ku de ina, keke na na ye ku anakikina, esute ka ye ye, nunu ya sale kichana ye ku a, nana, e nana, e na, e yana. So they're showing me an egg shape. So they want you to create a barrier, not a barrier like keeping you out from other people, but it actually protects your heart space. So just imagine that going around your heart space, all the way around your body. If you feel like you want to bring it all the way into your whole body, then go ahead and bring it all the way around you so that you feel like you have your energy back to yourself fully and completely in this moment. Neku ana ki ade wa ane aba ye ku te wa ye sa te kina. And it's light pink. It's really pretty. So use that energy to assist you in your heart, knowing that your heart is what helps you to focus, helps you to be true to who you are, and helps you to connect to the powers that will assist you in this lifetime. Be well, Louise, and go ahead and email us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com if you would like more assistance. And please make sure that you give me your address, your email address, so I can get back to you. All right.
I would like to add something.
Yes, of course.
I was drawn to a period in time in Louise's life around 10, 11, 12 years old, around something to do with confrontations and communication, that either getting shunned or rejected or being told no. Something that has something to do with communication and being rejected. There's a strong energy of rejection, and I'm very familiar with the energy of rejection. I've actually felt it you know, right when you said Louise's name to begin with. So, and it's almost like a self-rejection and also rejection from other people. So I want her just to take a deep breath in. Just allow the energy to open your heart space, allowing you to release that energy of rejection, self-rejection, rejection from other people, rejection of or from a higher power, rejection from the heart, a rejection from her society. So atikis yanwa nash telo sud. Akatakia ala pro okuto kasawo ana asht. And deep breath in. Okay, Louise. So I hope that helps you. And I will tell you that you might want to check out a possible session with me around removing the Jehovian seals, or a session with Pam, because she's also, she knows how to do this as well. I know that for a fact because I taught her. So definitely either me or Pam, we would be more than happy to help you with the removal of the Jehovian seals and the 13 unnatural death seals. And not meaning that these death seals are going to kill you or anything, but they are put upon you to keep you from acceleration, keep you from accelerating at a faster speed.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And I will tell you also, any of you who are listening, that Brian is adept, very, 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 very adept at working with these very ancient tools that he is teaching. So if you want to go deep and you want to go beyond what you think you know, work with Brian. He's amazing. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to have him as my teacher. I adore you. So let's see. All right. We've done Louise. Let's see. Renee actually wrote in as well. And she would like this to be a personal healing as well as a collective. She's dealing with sexual trauma and blocks in her first through third chakras. And I know that sexual trauma is a huge collective trauma on the planet that is wanting to be released at this time. And many, many, many of you are dealing with that, whether you are conscious of it or not. So it feels vital that we do that in this session to prepare us for the end of the year and the beginning of next year. Because let's face it, our world is really unpredictable these days. And if you are a spiritual being who is here in this call, you're ready for deep transformation. So I'm going to allow Brian to start this one. And I'll see if I need to add in anything from here. But Brian, since you are holding the Divine Diva as well as the feminine and the divine masculine, it's a really good time to balance both. So if you're open to that.
Okay. So you said her name is Renee?
Renee.
Mm-hmm. Renee. Okay. So I want to let you know that within these matrices and within these energies of realization, stay away from the media, okay? Stay far away from the media, because you will see underlying enslaving programs that will feed that sexual trauma, genetic code that is running backwards, because that's what it's doing. When there's a defective code within your genetic, within your DNA strand, what it does is it's either scrambled or running backwards. So what I mean by backwards is it's running its program backwards. Okay, so it's basically taking its ass end, putting it in front, and taking its front end and putting it in the back. So what you have is you have a bunch of confusion, because you're dealing with the outcome first before you deal with the beginning. All right. So I hope that made sense. But with the energy of sexual trauma, we're going to balance. And what I mean by balance is we're going to balance the divine masculine, divine feminine energies within your being, Renee, because you understand that you have both within you, okay? So take some deep breaths in.
Elokohtu belostu sikianda asa ala priandu'uk. Vila prihata asana akhiaste sihiti enu. Vila prihatu asta selokutaan. Bela siha to ure ista asa siena akia la pro. Ron idu rok idura an atukus. Vila pria to ust. Dala pria an ak. E la stesia to ud. Dande estelo. Kroko termian. Ala siheshian. And take some deep breaths in, Renee. As the energy just flows, I want to mention the Hathor Star Nation. I don't know if you've heard of the Hathors, but the Hathor Star Nation is similar to the energy of the goddess Hathor, the cow goddess in Egypt, but you worked with sonic alchemy in this particular past life, and you created temples and the structures and these weren't just regular temples and structures. These were crystalline temples and structures. You created them with your voice. And it was almost like they say that sound, that some of the understanding of sound was how they moved the big old blocks of Egypt, or the big old boulders of Stonehenge. That's kind of what you do, what you're supposed to do with your voice, and what you need to do with your voice to help transmute this sexual energy that's within inside your body, that that there, or that it's plaguing you, or that it's showing up as almost like a gray matter. So take some deep breaths in and allow that energy and that sonic alchemy. Allow that sonic alchemy to transmute. That energy of the sexual trauma, balancing out the left and the right brain hemisphere, balancing out positive and negative polarity in your being, balancing out the divine masculine, the divine feminine, balancing out the Ida and the Pingala, and balancing out the assemblage point. Take deep breaths in. Desyo pure este el reando pure este en si. Doko te emo ad ate este el boko te eme eti ata ashti alla preanu. And deep breath in. Okay. All right, Renee. So just take some deep breaths in. As you take deep breaths in, you'll literally feel almost like a golden light transmuting that energy of that sexual trauma. And look up the Hathors. For some reason, the Hathor Star Nation came up very, very strongly. And I almost see you in the temples of Dendera. It's almost interesting. And also, if you want to book a session with me, check me out. AmagicalJourney.com.
Cool. Yes. Brian would be really good for you, Renee. We've talked about that before. I'm also available to you as well. And we can do amazing work for you, as you know. Both of us are adept at being able to assist with that deep, deep, deep healing that wants to occur for many on this planet. So find me at brightbutterflyenterprises.com. Find Brian at amagicaljourney.com, or you can email theempowermeshow@gmail.com once again. Thank you for writing in. So we're going to end this session with a shout out to Bobby, as well as a shout out to Catherine. Catherine is transitioning from one recovery center for hip replacement to back to her home at Aegis Living this weekend. So we want to make that a smooth transition. And Bobby is in a relationship, is having some issues with relationship, and really needs to get clear on communication with his partner, and wants to relocate to a new home and a new job. So let's just do a collective transmission for that with Brian and I together, and we will round this hour out. And we may do a part two with this particular session because it's so extensive and feels really potent. Maybe later this month, if you're open to that. Maybe after this Divine Diva comes in, we can then do another one, possibly.
I'll make a plan.
Okay. All right. So we will do this last transmission and then let you guys go. We ask that the higher selves of Catherine Rice and Bobby Biggs come into this session at this moment, knowing that you will receive this transmission at the appropriate time, and your soul will know exactly the imprint that needs to happen for you at this moment. Enakara ki inana ikadabaki asana meche. Hunasane ki. Adanayawai nameku, 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 anabeema, nakedabaleku, tachana malekuna.
Tur it ast. Yele hetiono, ebe hetiasta, zed ash anu ura akatakian, hokur et amun, ila priata ashtonu, dando hokosian zene seed ambasht, wa na nike, rot ut ashta astihneenu. Balakotokor stasiata amaat ze jidud an akianoa vela pite elostos jor it an un
kinekut anek adak in end oma nakinek uup ekut ak it ak inna nek ut anaina nak et ut at in kitu kump aya tampi untuk aya nu tak maya senama
alas tesia no o de la sia pataka ash rok urene ekele pe etuna asta sid ekianoa De lila priano kotakata ashta sele petakianaan. Doloros, zotokunna ashta sele siata ama. De la pelu kutu uroto kusana ati. Ela catalo huro ocosiana an vele mina an rocut gela ptes ziana am delor nahena doc ut asti dilar anara delasias bocuta amua e una una chiastua gita bata as.
So we now finish this portion of the Empower Me show, and we ask all of you to be gentle with yourselves. Know that you are absolutely adored and loved and blessed in this moment. And we invite you to connect to us anytime at amagicaljourney.com for Brian or the butterfly brightbutterflyenterprises.com for Pam, or the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. Be blessed and know you are absolutely loved and adored.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.